Our Steve Dale, who you hear do a show called Pet Central on WGN, is on another line. And listen to this. So, Steve, I saw a story on the news the other day, and they said that they are training dogs to smell, to sniff out coronavirus. Did you see that too?
Oh, yeah, sure. In fact, I know the researcher. I know the researcher because a friend of mine, a journalist who covered the pet world and was a sister in sound, had a pet radio show of her own in Boston, passed away of ovarian cancer. And before she passed away, she said, I think that if I could fund ovarian cancer research and ultimately have dogs detect this illness, which oftentimes isn't detected by our medicine until it's, you know, kind of late in the game. Unfortunately, for lots of kinds of cancers, including ovarian cancer, it's a silent killer, you know. So she said, I would love to fund this research. What group could I go to? So it's Ovarian Cancer Symptom Awareness, based out of Chicago, that funds Dr. Cynthia Otto's work at Penn Vet University of Pennsylvania Veterinary School. That is the same group that is now training dogs to find COVID-19, and quite successfully so far.
So they would find it not in people who are infected, but it on a surface? I mean, do you know what the dogs are smelling and what we would do with that?
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're sniffing positives. First of all, they're being trained how to do that. I mean, this is a pilot program. It's the start of the program that you're talking about. And the dogs are right now kind of up and running. Dogs, incidentally, of a variety of breeds, that doesn't really matter. A dog's sense of smell overall, I'll let you take a guess. So we have 6 million smell receptors. I might have 7 million because I've got a nose like a beagle almost. But most human beings, 6 million. What do you think it is for your average dog? How many million?
I'll double it, 12 million.
It's 300 million. Really?
In the report I saw, Steve, the woman said dogs smell in color. Right? Like if you and I were black and white world, that's how enhanced it is. And I thought, oh, that's a nice way to put it. Although 6 to 300 is pretty compelling too. So can dogs currently smell other diseases in people?
Oh yeah. You know, so there are all sorts of anecdotal reports. If obstetricians are listening now, they can tell you there's that test. What does it turn pink or blue or something like that? Well, dogs oftentimes will be the first ones to identify by sniffing intently at her tummy that something is going on in there and there's a baby cooking. And people go to the doctor or go to the drugstore to purchase that test, knowing that the dog has already identified it. Dogs identify cancers all the time anecdotally in people. And dogs, not talking about anecdote, but science now, including ovarian cancer, have been trained to actually detect cancers. And we all know that, of course, we know Ron Santo, right? So the Ron and Vicky Santo Diabetic Alert Foundation, that's about dogs being trained to detect diabetic crashes and diabetic spikes in blood sugar and insulin. So, yes, it's no surprise to me that dogs are able to do this, and relatively easily. The trick is training them to detect this specific scent. That can be done. It's being done right now with a small group of dogs at a Penn Vet Working Center.
Yeah, but you just said scent, like the coronavirus has an odor.
Oh, sure. To a dog, yeah, yes, absolutely. So we don't know chemically what the dogs, we don't understand how they do it, but they're able to do this, as they can for a variety of different cancers. Absolutely.
Yeah. The story I saw, there's like a wheel with a bunch of target panes on it, and each one might have a canvas, and some of it has the virus, some of it doesn't. They'll spin the wheel around, and then the dog's got to go identify which pane has this odor. And the dogs were hitting on it correctly, and I'm thinking, that's just insane. But then again, if a, I can't see, say, cocaine at the airport, but a dog coming through or an explosive powder, and the dog doesn't see it either, but somehow the dog smells it, so the odor, the scent must be there. And I guess if it can happen for that kind of a substance, there's something there when you have the virus. There's something there when it's on a surface. Maybe the dog can pick that up. That would be ironic, wouldn't it, that all of the money and research we're doing to come up with a vaccine or a medicine, and Fido here can point to it. If the dog's like, Roof, it's right here. Hey, you guys.
Well, I don't think, unfortunately, that dogs are going to replace testing. We're not going to have a dog in every doctor's office in America, though I am all for that idea. I think what we're going to ultimately see potentially are dogs at the airport, like the Beagle Brigade now. When you get off the airplane and you arrive from another country into America, your stuff may be sniffed by beagles. They call them the Beagle Brigade, and they're looking for drugs and sometimes fruits and vegetables that should not be carried into America. That's what these dogs would probably be used for. They're also similarly doing the same thing in the UK. They are also successfully, so far, training dogs to detect COVID-19.
It's pretty amazing. Well, on every front, let's fight this thing if we can. By the way, one last thing. The last time we talked to Steve Dale on this show was when he told us about remdesivir, the drug that is showing some potential, not as a vaccine, but as a curative medicine for people that have the disease. And that has applications for pets, too. That's what you were talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. So you were one of the first to talk about it. I knew about it, as those who understand what's going on in cat research know that there is a kind of illness in cats called feline infectious peritonitis. That sounds nasty. And in fact, it had always been considered fatal. It derives from the feline coronavirus. And it turns out that this antiviral, or a drug identical to the antiviral called remdesivir, actually cures these cats. That's new. So it is no surprise that the government, very early on, being aware of this, began to look at remdesivir.
Isn't that funny? Good to talk to you, Steve Dale. Are you on the radio on Sunday morning, sir?
As far as I know, do you know something I don't know? Yes, I am. To my knowledge, I am on the radio this Sunday morning.
At 6:30?
At 5:30, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of things regarding COVID-19 and your pets.
Nice to talk to you, Steve. Thanks for your time and expertise. I'll be listening at 5:30 Sunday morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or listen to the podcast of his shows if that's more convenient.